Oh, hello, humanity. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or maybe it's the middle of the night, wherever you are. And we are broadcasting from beautiful Auroville in southern Tamil Nadu in India, the epicenter of human unity and of love, of us coming together. Have you ever had this conflict that's inside you where you have that inner critic saying, oh, you're so terrible, you're so this, you're so that, and you believe it? And then you've got something else that's inside you that's saying, but you're beautiful, you're loved, and you're all these things. Well, let me share a little story with you. And this is an ancient tale from the Cherokee tribe. The Cherokee tribe is an indigenous Indian tribe in North America, in the Americas, actually. And a grandson was asking his grandfather, he said, Grandpa, I have this terrible thing that's happening inside me, and I don't know what to do. And the grandfather said, there's a terrible fight that's happening between two wolves, and one is evil, and he's angry, and he's full of sorrow, and he's full of lust, and he's full of arrogance, and self-pity, and guilt, and resentment, and inferiority. He doesn't feel good enough, and superior, and ego. And he goes on and on that this is how this wolf feels. And then there's another wolf, and that other wolf, he is filled with joy and peace and love and happiness and compassion and empathy and all those wonderful feelings. And the same fight that is between the two wolves is going on inside you, inside your heart, inside your head, inside your whole being. And it's that same fight that's going on inside every single person in the whole world. And the grandson looks at his grandfather and he thinks about it. And then he asks, he says, and grandfather, which of the wolves wins? And the grandfather, with all his wisdom and compassion, looks at his grandson and says, the one you feed. So, my friends, the one you feed. Do you feed your anger, your guilt, your anxiety, your worry? Because if that's what you feed, that's what will continue to grow inside of you. And it will eat you inside and out. And that is what causes so much of the dis-ease that we have. It's that worry that eats us from the inside out. It's the eczema, the cancers, the brain tumors. It's all of that. And there is science that shows that. But when you feed yourself that inner critic, you say, okay, I understand why you're there. And I thank you and I acknowledge you for all that you've brought into my life. But now I honor you and I release you and I let you go. And you begin to focus on the happiness, the joy, the love, the laughter, the faith, the generosity, the gratitude. Soon that begins to take over. And that inner critic of you're not good enough, you're not this, you're not that, begins to get less and less. It may always be there to some degree, but the happiness rises, and that's the wolf that you want to feed, that beautiful wolf that's there beside you, that's always saying, you are enough, you are more than enough. And I think I mentioned to you that it took me a long time to actually admit that I am a clown. I am a medical clown, but nevertheless, I am a clown. And I have that choice every single day to say, oh, I'm ashamed of what I do, or what I do isn't good enough. Or I can put my clown nose on. Just one moment. I can put my clown nose on. I have to put it above. There we go. And I can say, yes, I am a clown. And in this moment, I'm happy and I love life. But that doesn't mean that I negate all the stuff that's happened before. I need to work through that negative stuff, right? But up until now, I've had that yuck. But now I choose to be happy. And I might choose to be happy 20, 30, 40, 50 times a day. But the choice is yours. And the choice is mine. And right now, I invite you. And let's choose together to send waves of laughter throughout the world. Waves of laughter that are healing, that are positive to all our friends and family, wherever they might be. Stefano, are you with me? Shall we laugh our way out? And as we're laughing our way out, do send us your comments. And you can subscribe at the button below. And do send us a comment. Invite your friends. Share this wonderful story. And on the count of three, let's laugh our way out. One, two, three.
Oui, vous écoutez Auroville Radio from Auroville, la ville internationale in India.